The seabird that we call the albatross, the bird memorialized in Samuel Taylor Coleridge's epic poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, is actually a whole family of seabirds that ornithologists include in a larger group, the order Procellariiformes, nicknamed tube noses. All birds have an enlarged nasal gland or salt gland at the base of the bill above the eyes. In most land birds and freshwater birds, the salt gland is not functional. In the case of loons, which spend winter on the ocean, the gland swells up the moment the bird tastes salt water. The salt gland's job is to remove salt from the bloodstream. As it pulls the salt out, it creates a 5% saline solution that drips out or is forcibly ejected from the nostrils. In albatrosses and other tube noses, the salt gland is always active, and the salty secretions flow out of the body through those nasal tubes. The order Procellariiformes includes shearwaters and petrels, storm petrels, and albatrosses. All of these tube noses spend their lives over oceans, coming to remote islands and atolls, and some to rocky coastlines, only to breed. They all seem to float effortlessly over the water using dynamic soaring and slope soaring to cover great distances with little exertion. But within the order, the albatrosses have the most exceptionally long wings. Albatrosses eat mostly squid, but also take fish, fish eggs, and crustaceans. They scavenge as well as picking up live prey. Most tube-nose species are declining, and the order includes a great many globally endangered and threatened species. Every one of the 22 species of albatross recognized by the International Union for Conservation of Nature is listed at some level of concern. Three species are critically endangered, five are endangered, seven are near threatened, and seven are vulnerable. What's causing their decline? Overfishing and climate change have reduced their food sources, and commercial fishing kills them directly as bycatch as well. Feral cats, rats, and other introduced predators destroy eggs and chicks on their remote breeding grounds, and all kinds of marine pollution are poisoning them. Most albatrosses spend their lives in the South Seas, where the Ancient Mariner met his, but the Laysan and black-footed albatrosses, both fairly small by albatross standards, are exceptions, nesting in the Hawaiian Islands. A full 99.7% of all Laysan albatrosses nest in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands, with the largest colonies on Midway and Laysan Islands. Small populations of Laysans are found on the Bonin Islands near Japan and the French frigate shoals, and some are beginning to colonize islands off Mexico. When away from the breeding areas, Laysan albatrosses range widely from Japan to the Bering Sea and south to 15 degrees north. One particular Laysan albatross named Wisdom, now famous as the oldest known wild bird, nests on Midway Island. I've only seen Laysan albatrosses once in my life. My family went to Hawaii in 2000, and on our last day we hiked up the famous Diamond Head on Oahu. When I stopped to catch my breath, I spied two albatrosses way, way off in the distance over the ocean. I saw a few different black-footed albatrosses on Debbie Shearwater pelagic trips during my conservation big year in 2013, and I got photos of them. I've yearned to see a breeding colony of any species of albatross, but have never had the opportunity. Next time, I'll talk about albatrosses on those breeding colonies. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.